All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Slight announcement before we start. These are going to be faster. We're just going to be doing 30-minute shows now because they're not doing so well. They're not tracking as good as our Red Tunes and anime or hentai stuff and comics and all that. They're just not tracking as well. Yeah. People are watching, but not so much, and there's so many other places you can get the same kind of news from. Yeah. However, if there's something you absolutely need me to cover, let me know.
Or
like,
any suggestions?
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get started on that. The only problem with that is I've got to go into my article repository. So we got one from the Independent. Basically, sponsor, spinningrobotpussy.com. Make sure to check that out. Oh, yeah. And, of course, there's the Follow Me Eyes and all that kind of stuff.
We did a review. It went great.
Okay. All right. British pedophiles traveling to Poland to target Ukrainian child refugees. Vigilant Citizen also did an article about this. I recommend reading theirs. British pedophiles have been traveling to Poland. It looks like we will be using the Vigilant Citizen version of this because the Independent wants us to subscribe. So we'll read the Vigilant Citizen version, and that's going to be right here in the conspiracy part of my... Right here. Okay, I found it. Okay. It's a little bit longer. It's from VigilantLinks.com, which is a new thing. By the way, go to Vigilant Citizen. They have a whole new thing. They're changing the way they do the site. It's going to be even more... It's going to be less bullshit. Less bullshit ads, more like conspiracy. More interesting shit. Pro-pedophilia activists march for equal rights at 2022 Cologne Pride Redux. Redux has learned that members of a German pro-pedophilia group... Why does it exist? We're present and demonstrating during one of Europe's largest pride celebrations in Cologne. According to a post on the website K13 Online, members of the pedophile community called Kroom 13, oh God, I wonder what the 13's for, congregated at the parade, colloquially known as Christopher Street Day, on July the 2nd, and displayed a... It doesn't say... The infamous Kentler experiment conducted by Berlin-based sexologist Helmut Kentler saw foster children placed in the homes of pedophiles beginning in 1969 for the purpose of facilitating child sexual abuse. The experiment was authorized and subsidized by the Berlin Senate. In 1988, nearly two decades later, Kentler described the project as a complete success in a report he submitted to the Senate. So, yeah. Alright, I see what this wants me to do now. It wants me to go to... Alright. I see how to use Vigilant Links. Basically what it does, it'll give you a link. And it'll tell you to click on this to get the whole story.
Yeah.
So we're doing it like this. Oh, this is Feminist News and Opinion. Wow, this is on a feminist website. Man, the feminists are actually upset about this. The post uses the acronym LGBTIQ+P. And demands the official inclusion of pedophiles within the LGBT movement. How many people said that was going to happen? Didn't we say that was going to happen? Drexel said that's going to happen. TFM said that was going to happen. Fucking Raging Golden Eagle said that was going to happen.
What is going to happen?
If you weren't on your phone, you would have known.
Well,
but basically,
I was looking up another story.
Yes, but this story is rather important. We just have a bunch of German pedophiles that went to a fucking rally and are using an acronym post called LGBTIQ+P and demands the official inclusion of pedophiles within the LGBT movement. Describing the symbolism of the MAP flag. Remember, maps go on the wall. Crumb 13 says that the colors connect pedo, hebe, and are also... Parthenoephebophiles, which are sexual paraphilias that distinguish the preferred age ranges for sexual abusers. Baby blue and pink stripes in the MAP flag, which symbolize the sexual interest in young boys and young girls respectively, correspond with those seen in the transgender pride flag.
I already thought they had those in the LGBT.
No. Popular fact-check website Snopes has claimed that the MAP Pride flag does not exist, despite its documented use by pro-pedophile activists. Instead, Snopes states the flag was a troll experiment on Tumblr, created as part of a fear-mongering campaign intended to link pedophilia to the LGBT community. At a Pride event in Cologne, pro-pedophile activists also carried signs opposing the censorship of the organization Queer.de and advocated for a diversity of opinions within the LGBT community. Crumb 13, along with other German child sex abuse advocates, called for the inclusion of pedophilia as a protected sexual identity in accordance with Article 3 of Germany's Basic Law, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of certain characteristics, including race and sex. On the community's main forum, activists are already planning out a presence at the next Pride parade. In 2023, there will be CSD parades again in many cities. K13 Online is already calling on the German pedophile scene to actively participate, in one way or another, in the demonstrations of the LGBTIQ+B communities, a post reads. A statement on K13 Online website asserts that pedophilia is an independent sexual identity and must therefore also be protected by Article 3. The jurisdiction provided for this position, according to Chrome 13, is that the vast majority of pedophiles do not commit any crimes, and thus their sexual attraction is no different than homosexuality or heterosexuality in principle. The activists have been demanding that the pedophile's sexual identity be protected from discrimination, criminalization, exclusion, and persecution under Germany's equality laws. The German language does not distinguish between biological sex and the concept of sexually constructed gender. The word Geschlecht is used interchangeably for both, and Geschle, whatever that is the equivalent of gender identity and sexual identity. Therefore, the demands of trans activists to include gender identity as a protected characteristic overlap with the stated political aims of the pedophile community. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I look at it like, yeah, there are pedophiles within that community, but it shouldn't be considered one of the genders. But, you know, there's those in the heterosexual.
The thing is, these are actually people that aren't, that the community's like, no, we don't want nothing to do with them.
No, so, I'm sure they don't, but...
they're trying to get their way in. They're trying to muscle their way in.
Getting rid of all the things that are... attracting those people to that group, because you think about the grooming that's been going on lately in the trans community, trying to get young kids interested in doing it, whether they're interested before or not. That anytime you're talking kids that are open-minded into doing stuff that they probably wouldn't do if you waited and let them figure it out when they're older is disgusting to me.
Yeah. Wow, I can't get this one to load. I have to come back to it. Maybe he didn't save it right. Sometimes if you don't save an article right and it doesn't read... Let's see. No. Okay, so we know that Biden tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell... Did you hear about the farmer tricked illegals into working for him because he dressed as Joe Biden?
No,
told
that's
him
pretty
he'd
funny.
Deport them if they didn't do what he said.
It's pretty funny.
It was funny.
Okay, NJ trans prisoner who impregnated two inmates transferred to men's facility. Demi Minor, 27, has been transferred from New Jersey's only women's prison to the vulnerable housing unit at a men's facility. Transgender inmate has been transferred out of the only women's prison after impregnating two female inmates. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Demi Minor, 27, has been moved to the vulnerable housing unit, the Garden State Youth Correctional Facility, a prison for young adults ages 18 to 30, according to Dan Sparaza, a New Jersey Department of Corrections spokesman. Sparaza confirmed that there are trans women housed in the youth facility's vulnerable housing unit, though the prison's general population houses only men. Minor's removal from the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women comes just after... a year after the state reached a settlement for the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey to house transgender inmates according to their gender identity instead of their sex assigned at birth. The facility currently houses 27 transgender inmates, NJ Advanced Media reported. Sparaza said, decisions related to an incarcerated person's housing are made within the parameters of the settlement agreement, which requires consideration of gender identity and the health and safety of the individual. The ACLU of New Jersey did not provide a response to NBC News' request for comment regarding Minor's prison transfer. Miner, who is serving a 30-year prison sentence for manslaughter, impregnated the fellow inmates earlier this year, following consensual sexual relationships, Barraza confirmed. He added that even consensual sex between inmates is prohibited in that state.
You know, that's what happens when you try to be progressive instead of practical. And, you know, before, back in, it wasn't long ago, people were saying, well, transgenders aren't trying to hook up with so-and-so or so-and-so, and it's already happened so many times in high schools, in prisons. It's crazy.
China's mind-reading porn detection cap takes censorship to new levels. The device is around 80% accurate in detecting illicit imagery through human brainwave activity. Researchers in China have come up with a new and elaborate way to detect porn for the purpose of censorship. The helmet-like device can detect spikes in human brainwave patterns when the watcher is presented with pornographic imagery. Porn has been illegal in China since the People's Republic was formed in 1949, so censorship is a pretty big player over there if you weren't aware already. AI bots have for some time been set loose on the web in a bid to detect and flag any indecent imagery found. Porn appraisers Zhuan Hongxi, the majority of whom are women, are also in position to help catch what the AI misses. But a lot of things still slip through these barriers and filter out to the porn star of general public. As such, China isn't satisfied with its current censorship tactics. That's according to Interesting Engineering, which bought the South China Morning Post. In order to improve and automate the censorship that is already going on, Beijing Xiaotong University researchers developed a mind-reading helmet, which looks more like a shower cap covered in wires to maximize the efficiency of its current efforts. It's able to detect pornographic imagery with high accuracy, and is even able to filter through potentially detecting brain waves caused by emotional states, low energy levels, and random thoughts. The research participants consisted of 15 male volunteers ages 20 to 25 who have been serving with shown straight porn. Researchers note that the technology worked almost every single time participants were presented with explicit imagery. However, it did trigger some false alarms. Researchers blame the 80% accuracy on inadequate levels of training material. And it's assumed that these will be tools to help porn appraisers do their jobs more effectively rather than clicking through hundreds of images a day, assigning them either a pass or fail on the horny scale. They can be shown a bulk of images in quick succession, and the computer will use their brainwave data to do the rest. Sounds crazy? Very 1984.
You know
it's sure
like
to make.
To
let me finish this. Okay. It's sure to make their process faster, but there are concerns over what new invasive laws could spring up around brainwave monitoring when using the web. Right now, there is no law against using devices like these, nor is there a law to govern the kind of data that can be collected by them. Orwellian nightmares aside, my theory is that the device's 80% accuracy wasn't down to overly complex imagery or lack of training material. I feel like it could have had something to do with the fact that in order to comply with the current porn consumption laws, participants had to be shown already censored images that frankly wouldn't have excited a bull in heat. That might have something to do with it.
Would like to study if you could get accurate numbers on sex crimes versus porn
right.
per country and population.
That
would be an interesting thing to find out.
Here's an interesting bit of news. Hasbro will put your face on a Power Ranger or Black Panther or Spider-Man for $60. You scan your face and Formlabs 3D prints it. Ever wanted to have an action figure of yourself? It's been possible for the lucky few. Movie stars, occasional contest winner, and those who might be satisfied with a knockoff novelty gift rather than the real deal. But today Hasbro is announcing that practically anyone will be able to stick their face onto a fully posable, licensed, and highly detailed Power Ranger, Ghostbuster, G.I. Joe, Star Wars, or Marvel figure this fall, thanks to a partnership with Formlabs to scan and 3D print your head before applying it to an iconic action figure body. Well, anyone in the U.S., that is. It's limited to the U.S. with no current plans to expand at this time. The process is simple. Fans download the Hasbro mobile app, 16+, available on Android and iOS, log into the Hasbro Selfie Series account, scan their face, customize their character and hairstyle, then sit back and wait for their custom action figure to arrive at their doorstep, reads the press release. The result is called the Hasbro Selfie Series. Each figure will be $60 plus tax when the service arrives this fall. Most of the figures you'll be able to make are fairly obvious. Well, this is worth it for a collector's item of yourself.
That would be awesome.
Most of the figures you'll be able to make are fairly obvious choices. After all, anyone could be under that Stormtrooper or G.I. Joe Snake Eyes helmet. But the Spider-Verse has plenty of room, and both Black Panther and Black Widow are canonically transferable roles. But it's interesting to see Hasbro will also let you take on Carrie Fisher's Princess Leia and displace Pedro Pascal's The Mandalorian as well. So yeah, they have the Mandalorian Warrior, Stormtrooper, an X-Wing pilot, the Rebel Princess, which is the Princess Leia, Black Panther, Black Widow, Spider-Man, Iron Man, a female rookie Ghostbuster, male rookie Ghostbuster, Snake Eyes, Scarlet, a Red Ranger, and the Pink Ranger. Here are a couple of photos to show how the custom heads are made. They appear to be printed in two separate pieces, head and hair, before presumably going to get painted and finished some other way. 3D printing only gets you so far. You can see more of the process, and of course there's a video. And for now, Hasbro only has a vague notify me page if you're interested, but it should open up signups this fall. Also, a select number of fans at San Diego Comic-Con, which is going on right now, will get an early opportunity to scan their faces and be the first to get their figures, though those also won't ship until the fall. In case you're wondering, no, Hasbro and Formlabs are not deviously planning to sell your face data or use it to craft future villains. The scan will only be stored for 60 days from ship date, at which point it is deleted. It is not used by Hasbro in any way except for a replacement needs to be issued within the 60-day window from ship date. The scan will not be used for advertising or marketing or sold to anyone, writes spokesperson Meredith Tricarosta. Added assurances from Hasbro Formlabs that they won't be selling or using your face data for anything else. Okay, so you've heard about it, and we're going to cover that here too. Daily Mail. Women everywhere are talking about it, but what is vabbing? Hear everything you need to know about this very controversial and X-rated dating trend sweeping the globe. Women are using their own bodily fluids as perfume in the hopes of attracting the right partner after the controversial trend dubbed vabbing took off on social media. The once fringe-dwelling sex trend calls for women to take advantage of their own pheromones by dabbing their own vaginal fluid on key pulse points like one would perfume. The term was coined in 2019 by sex expert and author Shan Boudram, who revealed she has been using the method to attract men for over a decade. I'm certain that every single time I employ it, it makes me feel like an enchanted goddess with delicious secrets, Shan wrote in her book, The Game of Desire. And while the idea made headlines at the time, it wasn't until a recent TikTok by Mandy Lee that it went mainstream. I swear, if you vab, you will attract people. Like a date, a one-night stand, or you'll just get free drinks all night. She said in the video, which has been... Yay!
Or a smilicon.
She said in the video, which has since been deleted by the platform. Elle Woods should have been teaching vabbing instead of the bend and snap, she added. And people were quick to give their own tips to ensure success while trying out the unusual trend. I've done this for years and it works every single time. Men go crazy for the scent, one claimed. But scientists aren't so sure there's a link between pheromones, which most animals produce, and attractions in humans. According to Scientific American, researchers have been looking into the effect of pheromones in humans since the 70s with no conclusive evidence to support their role in attractions. So far, scientists have had some success in just demonstrating that exposure to body odor can elicit responses in other humans, the experts claim.
Like, smell like ass, take a shower.
There is no evidence of a consistent and strong behavioral response to any human-produced chemical cue. Other research suggests that humans have a nearly useless vomeronasal organ, which is what animals use to process pheromones. Professor Mark Elger, a professor of evolutionary biology at the University of Melbourne, told the ABC there's no scientific research to support vabbing. I think the whole idea of vabbing is hilarious, and I hope no one takes it too seriously, he said. He added, from a biological perspective, it would make more sense for men to be doing things like vabbing. What? If you're going to look at it from a biological perspective, you don't need to do any of this stuff. It's boys that should be dancing in front of you, telling you how great they are. What? As females, you're the ones making the choices, he said. While other experts, including Ms. Boudram, admit the positive results could all be down to a strong placebo effect.
Yeah.
For me, it's feeling like I have a secret weapon, and also it's me claiming the truth that the smell of my vulva vagina is intoxicating, not toxic, she said. And whether it's placebo or something legitimate, there have been occasions where I've noticed very different reactions from people when I vab versus when I'm not. Every thread describing vabbing has dozens of comments from women who've tried it and believe they were offered more attention as a result. One woman said she was offered drinks from men at a bar, and someone requested her number, something she revealed had not happened for a decade. I don't know of any scientific research about this. I do know about a friend that told us maybe 20 years ago that she did this, and fun fact, she's never been single unless it was by choice. That's all the science I need, another woman said.
What did she look like?
I don't know. The polarizing attraction technique has just as many critics, with one woman saying she wouldn't want the kind of a man attracted to a woman who vabs, while one man filmed himself destroying his phone after watching the video on TikTok. I hope all of these women are joking. That's disgusting, one man said. Vabbing is a sexual attraction technique where a woman uses her own bodily fluids as perfume in an attempt to attract a suitor. Women are encouraged to put the fluid behind their ears, on their neck, and on their wrists before stepping outside. The term vabbing has been around since 2019, however, the technique is suspected to date back centuries. The practice is said to trigger a response based on pheromones, but science has not backed this up. A human's olfactory system is pretty weak in comparison with other mammals, and in addition, many of us already have strong smells in our body, like perfume, hair products, smell of our clothes, etc., which would make it hard for someone to pick up on the small amounts you vab with, Sean Boodrum explained. This is going way too far. I cannot believe we as women have come to this point, one woman said. OBGYN, Dr. Hunter, or Dr. Jen Hunter, rather. Well, it would be Dr. Hunter. Has weighed in on the trend and says, while it is relatively safe, people with hepatitis B should not partake. Almost everything else that is sexually transmitted is only sexually transmitted because these organisms live in specific eco-niches in your body, she said. While hepatitis B can live on surfaces that can last at least 7 days. Wow! Hepatitis B can live on surfaces for at least 7 days, folks. Ms. Boodrum has thanked her supporters for keeping her in the loop 3 years after she first spoke about vabbing. I did not invent this, but thank you to everyone who's been tagging me to note that I popularized this and got torn to shreds for talking about this back when my book came out, she said.
You know, there has been research that women that are on birth control sometimes men and when they get off them.
Yeah, yeah.
But that might be hormone related too. I don't know.
That's hormone related because, look, Aiden Paladin did a whole video on that. It's amazing. The research she poured into that. She's even talking about the effects of oxytocin spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we got one more article. Man uses life savings to buy non-existent metaverse land. I don't know if I covered this already, but a Texas man named Justin Reed told Austin's KXAN News that he dropped $18,000 of his life savings on a piece of virtual land in the core... called the Coram Coast, located within a video game called Entropia Universe. I know it sounds like a lot. It's a crazy thing to tell someone that, you know, I'm a virtual landowner, I put my life savings into it, but I live in Entropia, says Reed, who goes by the Elias David Joker online. He's been playing the game for about 20 years and has made some money from it before. Now amid the looming expansion of an immersed, big, tech-driven metaverse, he's betting, and big, on the fruits of digital land. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess when he's living in a tent in Los Angeles, he can say...
Entropia employs a micro-payment model in which players are able to make real-world money from its in-game transactions, mostly by way of virtual real estate. Sort of like a complicated version of Monopoly, only those colorful dollar bills have a fixed exchange rate to U.S. dollars. Make that boardwalk money, honey. After all, of course, you can buy the boardwalk with IRL funds, and you can trade that digital income for an actual check. In Reed's case, he says he gets a tax revenue on anything that a player finds when mining on his land. He also claims to have already made $1,200 since he bought the Coram Coast in March and likens the investment's risk to that of starting a real-world brick-and-mortar. I could have went out and started a bakery with my money, and no one could have bought my bakery rolls, he said. With this, I just feel I have more control. Honestly, Reed's done his research, and his conviction is almost inspiring, but at the end of the day, a studied bit is still a bet. If you like the risk and you're willing to gamble, which is basically what's happening in this digital world, said Paul Toprak, Game Development and Design Program Associate Director at University of Texas in Austin, to KXAN, it's a good place for gambling. And heck, in an economy where almost nobody can afford to buy actual land, maybe this is the closest we can get anymore. So there you go. That's That's pretty much all we're going to cover. If you guys got anything you want me to cover, let me know, and we will go ahead and cover it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grim Articles Show.
Later.
We'll see you next time. Enjoy the decline.